Hey, welcome back to Engaging episode 2. Woo! If you're new here and you don't know us or you haven't listened to us before, my name is Haley, pronouns she, her, and
my name is Ollie, pronouns they, them at the moment.
We are here talking about a very interesting topic. Topic is we are comparing being queer in China to what it's like in Canada, where we happen to be filming now.
Yes, we are going to be comparing and contrasting some of the LGBT laws in Canada and China, and we have a special guest who'll be coming on later talking about her experience in China.
Stay tuned for that because you want to hear all about it.
You want to meet her, she's really cool.
It's like one of those clickbait videos. Number 13 will really surprise you.
Yeah. There was a bit of a surprise.
It was, honestly, yeah.
We will also have our bi-weekly news, and anything else?
No, I think we got it all covered.
Okay.
So sit back, get a cup of coffee, whatever you like to drink, a little snack, a little nibble.
A little nibble, yes.
And enjoy what's to come for Engaging.
Yes, queen!
So, this is a bit older. It was published October 14th, but the title is what really got me and drew my attention to it. And the title is as goes: John Waters ready to spread my filth when he's honored in anti-LGBTQ Poland. I know, take a moment
spread
to just
my
take
filth.
That. That is what he said.
Spread what? My filth. What? Okay, what?
Everyone, well, in the US, everyone knows, like, writer, director, John Waters. He's very one of a kind. He's kind of like Elton John, but more chaotic. And now the citizens of Poland are going to know it too, because he is going to be featured within a film festival there that honors him for his, quote, complete uniqueness.
Okay.
He is also known as the Pope of Trash, the Prince of Puke, and the People's Pervert.
Back it up, say that all again. Do it.
He is known as the Pope of Trash, the Prince of Puke, and the People's Pervert. He will travel to Warsaw, Poland next month to be feted at the American Film Festival, which bills itself as the largest annual film festival in Poland and Eastern Europe. According to the festival's organizers, he will receive the coveted India Star Award for a lifetime achievement in filmmaking. And for those who don't know or who aren't film majors, that is huge. That is something a lot of filmmakers try to strive towards. And because of his very unique take on film, go look up some John Waters, because I cannot describe this enough.
Maybe we should link some John Waters stuff.
First of all, Hamilton is the only musical that heterosexual men ever loved. Right. And I really liked it too, but he better be careful if he goes back to Broadway. Like, I hope he doesn't go to the, you know, the revival of Bette Midler and Hello Dolly, because those chorus boys will come out and give him a new kind of.
Yeah, he's basically going to Poland to receive this award because a lot of his work is kind of queer themed, queer featured, queer based. And in Poland, it's been known, like, same-sex activity has been legal there since 1932, and the age of consent is set at 15, but according to a 2021 report by the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association, the status of LGBTQ rights in Poland is the worst in the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
They are not allowed to adopt children, for example, and they have limited cohabitation rights. And so Waters, he's a gay man, is a very strong advocate for LGBT rights. So during this film festival, he is going to go up, make a speech after receiving his award, and a lot of people are anxiously waiting for what that speech is going to be.
Nice.
That was the bi-weekly news, and now we are going to launch right into the topic of queerness in China versus queerness in Canada.
Right.
Take it away, Ollie.
Okay, so I did some very extensive research. Basically, I just searched up and took down every LGBT-related law that I could find for Canada and China, and I have them ordered in the same order so that we can compare them. So we'll do all of Canada's, and then we will do all of China's.
Beautiful.
A note. These are the laws, how they are written, but that does not necessarily dictate how people are treated for better or for worse. You know, a law is a law, but people will follow or not follow,
yeah,
right?
Public opinion could differ from what the law
says.
Or
also whether the law is enforced, like that also depends. And it's by no means trying to say that there is less of an LGBT community somewhere just because the laws might be more stringent. That, you know, that doesn't really have an effect on who is or isn't gay. So, starting off with Canada, it has been legal to be openly gay since 1969. Definitely, of course, important to realize. Canada was first colonized by Europeans in the 16th century, and pre-colonial, of course, the First Nations people, many, many different groups, inhabited these lands since the beginning of time, and sex and gender diversity were supported, were commonplace, you know? We think of, like, the lasting legacies, Two-Spirit people who are living today, and I guess it's just important to note that pre-colonial was accepting of these things. And the fact that it is legal to be gay now, since 1969,
it is a falsehood in a couple ways.
Is a falsehood, because it was never not okay before, as for the people who actually lived here. So I just want to make that clear, that especially when looking between Canada and China, whereas China, it was legalized in 1997, that does not really... I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't want to look at this like Canada is somehow
more
advanced, more progressive, because, I mean, we were... As for LGBT rights, we were a lot better before
European settlers
decided to colonize. So I just want to make that clear, that even though it might seem like Canada's ahead of the game, there were some big steps backward just for LGBT acceptance.
If you really want to get anarchist about it, it was because of the government.
The government,
when the
and...
European-type government was established, it cracked down on homosexuality.
Yeah, the government and Christian missionaries and the church. Like, so just... take that what you will, but I'm just putting the precursor out there. We're going to talk about all of these mostly accepting laws, but just remember that, like, before colonization, there were no laws in place that were dictating whether or not you were allowed to
there
be something.
There didn't have to be harassment protection, because there was no harassment
exactly.
to begin with.
Equal age of consent for both heterosexual and homosexual people nationwide since 2019, so... pretty recent. So before, it was, and in a lot of other countries too, the age of consent for homosexual people and for anal sex is higher. Not sure why. I guess it's considered, I don't know, more adult of an act? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
less
it
appropriate.
Was looked at as
like,
a form of adultery, so
yeah.
Naturally, you have to be older to understand what the consequences are going to be.
Yeah, so now it has been, and obviously that's discriminatory, and now it is equal. The age of consent at 16 is equal.
Yeah.
There are numerous anti-discrimination laws in place for employment, and anti-discrimination laws covering gender identity and expression. Interesting to note, though, federally since 1996, anti-discrimination laws for employment for sexual orientation, not gender identity.
Okay.
Anti-discrimination laws for gender identity, federally since 2017.
So super recent then.
So, like, much more recent. And I think we can see that with the way things are going. Obviously, like, sexual orientation was kind of an earlier thing that was becoming more accepted, and gender, I think we are in the big age of, like, gender identity right now. And
that's
so
really
these
cool
things
to think about.
Totally. So these laws and these things are happening around us as people, not that we think more about gender, people have been thinking about gender forever, since the beginning of time.
Yeah,
right.
Now
but
it's mainstream.
Now it's becoming something that we once again are trying to open up and talk about. And not to sound like a brokered record, but, like, once again, with a lot of ancient cultures, like, gender identity was something, from the beginning of time that was explored, and it was colonization and you know, Catholic religion that kind of squashed all of that and erased a lot of it, and now we are just finally finding this again. That's why we're in the age of gender identity exploration. we've just been able to start uncovering that stuff again. So it's just always important to remember that this stuff is not, it's not brand new. Mm-hmm. It's always been there. Just keep that in mind. Let's see.
A lot of the books were burned about gender identity and sexuality.
Totally. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Same-sex marriage nationwide since 2005, which I honestly, I mean, I was like 5 years old then, but like, why did I think it was not so recent? Like 2005.
Yeah, I
not
think
that long.
It was like in the 70s.
We were straight up 5 years old when they fought, like.
We were born before it was legalized.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. You know, like I've got my aunts at the time who already been together for so long. Yeah, are married now, but like. Just straight up couldn't be married. Like, I just, like, crazy.
We are more accepting than a lot of other places that we are compared to when it comes to, like, trying to justify conversations like this. But in reality, we're just a couple steps ahead of them, if that.
Totally.
Just a couple. Like, not even a decade.
Mm-hmm. Adoption for same-sex couples is legal. So, I mean, cool. Why wouldn't it be? Since 2018, it is legal to have paid family leave for same-sex parents and couples. So that's also pretty recent.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, not that it was like, I mean, legalized, not that it was like illegal, but now it has become a law for it to be allowed.
That's,
you know what I mean?
So interesting.
So it's like you could, but it's not that it was illegal, but now it's like, no, you must, because like maternity, you must have maternity leave everywhere and...
Yeah, that's really interesting to me because in Chile, it was legalized way before Canada. And that's just like, I'm speaking from personal experience. My parents are straight, but I was adopted. Yet my mother still had that paid like time off when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like they gave that to her because that was the law. Mm-hmm. So I find it really interesting.
Was it the law for anyone though, or just for heterosexual couples?
I think it was the law just in general.
Yeah, I mean, it
makes
sense.
Adoption in Chile is very strict.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Interesting.
It's really interesting that Chile had that down before Canada.
Yeah, I would love to look more into that. Honestly, yeah. Like, after looking up some of these laws, this is, like, very, like, there's just so much to cover that we couldn't go super deep into them. So this is very just, like, base level, like, knowledge, but I'm definitely going to be.
It's a really interesting topic. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in learning more about it, go out and do some of the research. We'll continue talking about it. We'll bring it up. But there's only so much we can cover in, like, the limited amount of time that we have.
And next up, we have China talking about their LGBT rights. She's back! I'm back! Wow, I didn't see you there from off camera. Spooky. Wait, do it with me. Spooky. Okay, anyway. Thank you so much for coming and agreeing to be on this.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Just fun fact, Sherry Lee is another, like, snake enthusiast, has her own
yes.
snake named...
Philip.
He's yes. a beautiful all-white ball python.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
that makes yeah. three snakes between us. I think, you know, I think we should have a snake
I think
snake
we should
episode.
Do, like, a video, just a short music video for them.
Yes.
Just between us snake parents.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just, like, starting right off, do you want to just, like, give us a bit of a rundown of, like, your life thus far?
Yeah, so I was born in Beijing, China. And then I did my high school, I actually did my middle school in China, and then I went to high school in Israel for a year and a half. And then I finished my high school in Canada, in Toronto, and then now I'm in U of T, so it all worked out.
Cool, so in all of these different places, what did you find the queer experience to be like? Did it differ?
So when I was in China, when I was in middle school, my best friend was gay, so and I had
That's
like
so
an amazing, yeah, it was, my school was like, we never talked about it, and mm-hmm. we didn't really know who else was gay, mm-hmm. so that was that. So when I went to Israel, my school was also pretty straight,
yeah,
but it was definitely like, we're like, they're open-minded people, so they're okay.
okay
with like you being gay or whatever, but I didn't come out in high school, so
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and when I came here, like, obviously Toronto is like super queer at like the
yes.
city
pretty good
yeah
queer Rent is $200 cheaper in the village than anywhere else in the city.
Oh, amazing. God. Just extra incentive to be gay.
Exactly. Yeah. Be gay. Move to Toronto.
Just be gay.
Be gay. Cheaper rent, you know? that's the agenda.
But yeah, Toronto is amazing. And, like, you have all these, like, drag bars and, mm-hmm. like, the gay yeah. bars. It's like, yeah, everybody is, like, welcoming and stuff. So.
That's awesome. And then if you're comfortable, can I ask a little bit about, like, we just did our last episode about, like, coming out and what yeah. that means versus, like, coming out or, like, letting in and, like, different things like that. And I'm just wondering a bit about, like, your experience, like, if you're comfortable, like,
yeah.
when did you come out? Did you come out to your family? How was the reception? Like, what was it like?
So, it was actually a really funny story.
My coming out story.
Yeah.
So, I think it was, like, some kind of Chinese Valentine's Day, but I didn't know at the time. I was in grade 12.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I went to a movie with my best friend, who is now my roommate, so shout out Cassie.
Oh,
yeah, but she's super straight. Anyways, I bought the tickets with my dad's credit card, so he got an alert. So my dad texted me, he was like, so? Like, who is this person you're going to movie with? I was like, oh, it's like my friend Cassie, like, you know her. And he was like, oh, tell me more about her. I was like, what do you mean? Like, he's just like, kind of like implied that we're like, you know, a thing. I was like, yeah. Oh, no, we're not. We had a call, and I just told him, I was like, I wasn't sure with my sexuality at the time. I was like, so I might like girls, I might like guys, I'm like, I think I'm bisexual. And my dad was like, okay, I gotta go now, I have a meeting.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like freaking out. So he hung up and I was like calling my aunt and I was like help.
Yeah, you like didn't know how he felt.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Sure.
Yeah, and my aunt, like, she's in Richmond Hill actually. She's here.
Oh,
so
cool.
I was like, I was calling her. I was like, you know, I'm like freaking out, help. And then my dad actually called me back like maybe 30 minutes later, and he was like, oh yeah, like that, I'm okay with that. And we had like a really cute moment.
That's
and
nice.
He told me, yeah, and he told me about like the type of girls he liked, which was kind of weird.
You're like, thanks to dad.
Dad's like, trying to bond with you in that way.
I was like, thanks, but like, please just stop talking.
Also, I think it's really funny. It's like a really heartfelt moment, but like, he was wrong. Like, your tickets weren't even, like, you were just going to the movie with your friend, but like, hey,
yeah.
like, that's fine.
Right, but I felt like it was like a good moment, like,
it was
like
a good time.
A good time
yeah.
to tell him, and yeah, I felt ready at the time. And
cool,
I'm
that's
just
great.
Super glad he was okay with it, yeah.
Yeah, and do you find, I know when we were talking earlier, that you said that, like, you kind of, your family is kind of an outlying family
yeah.
in, like, the general, like, I guess, Chinese climate for that
yeah,
sort of thing.
Guess,
so how
yeah.
how does it differ, if you know?
I mean, I heard like horror stories, obviously, from Chinese families. Like even the ones who are like living in Canada right now, when they come out, like their parents don't have like a good reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know. So yeah, I'm super grateful that my family like is very open. Obviously, I'm not out to my grandparents. So
yeah.
yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
Are we out to our grandparents?
That's not gonna happen.
No.
No. Yeah, but other than that, I think it's like, yeah.
Well, that's really good. I'm glad
yeah.
you had a good experience.
Yeah, obviously.
And yeah, and then I guess you spoke a bit about like how, yeah, in elementary school, you had like your gay best friend, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you find that you had... like besides him, like less or more queer friends there versus in Israel or versus here?
I don't think I had any queer friends in Israel.
That's tough.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, like even the like queer friends, like now they're out, but they weren't out in
yeah.
Israel.
I was
so, like,
to ask,
yeah,
like,
it happens
that you
right?
had actually queer but didn't come out until
yeah
later.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
So
you just
was...
know how to find each other.
It's a, yeah,
yeah,
we just kind of flock together. It's really
honestly,
interesting
yeah.
how that works.
I kind of knew they were queer, but I just, you know, I just have, like, the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaydar.
Definitely.
Gaydar, yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh,
yeah.
That's sick. China, talking about that. As part of the course, being gay was legalized in China in 1997. So, not one of the earliest ones, but also not one of the latest ones for it to be legalized.
Wow. Yeah, it's actually a bit surprising. Yeah. I thought it would be a lot later.
Who is the latest one?
The latest one is Trinidad and Tobago since 2018.
Oh, wow.
I think it's the latest. Yeah, that's the latest one. So this is like maybe second latest.
It's like the same.
It's the same. So yeah, the equal age, because, yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Extra sure that you're gay.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. Or it's like a more adult act, I guess. It's more simple.
Even more adulterous.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, equal age. They don't really have any anti-discrimination laws in place, where some of these other countries do. But it does say that some transgender, like, employees or different businesses or companies, like, may be covered, but it's kind of means it depends on the company or, like, what, you know, that kind of coverage, but it's not, like, a federal, like, law or anything like that. Okay. Yeah, as for, like, a lot of these countries, like, no same-sex couples are able to adopt, which is really unfortunate, because gay people make the best parents, I feel like.
Honestly.
I'm sorry.
Honestly.
Like, lesbian, gay, and bisexual people are allowed to serve in the military, but, I mean, it's kind of, it's like a don't ask, don't tell kind of situation, so, like, not openly. So, I mean, if you want to serve, you can, I guess, but, like, you're not going to be able to, like, be very open, and since there are no anti-discrimination laws, like, it would also probably be...
You're at a greater risk to be, like, dishonorably discharged from the military.
Yeah, or discriminated against by other people in the military, so it, like, definitely wouldn't be a fun time. As being in the military usually is a super fun time.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
No trauma from that whatsoever.
But I think the Chinese military is, like, mainly based off, like, people from the lower incomes.
And more rural,
areas,
right?
From more rural areas, yes, okay. Absolutely.
So this one is kind of interesting. So trans people are not allowed to serve in the military, but instead of, like, it's not specifically a law against that, but there are things in place that make it kind of really hard for trans people to be able to serve. So there's, like, health requirements that are barring, like, you know, trans people who have had, like, medical transitions and stuff, like, different surgeries. So in that way, it's, like, not allowing trans people to serve. But with that, which is interesting, is you do have the right to change your legal gender, but it requires sexual reassignment surgery and 1 year of psychotherapy to kind of, to assess and, like, this is kind of a big issue in a lot of places to prove, you know, how transgender you are and whether you, like, deserve the status of, like, changing your gender. So it's interesting that they allow it at all.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Yeah,
that's something. But of course, like, making it required to, like, have sexual reassignment surgery, like, is, yeah, like, not okay. A lot of trans people don't want to have the surgery, and you shouldn't need, you don't have to.
Yeah, being trans and having surgery are two completely different things.
Yeah, and also having, like, a year of psychotherapy, like, where you have to prove to someone else, like, your transness, your identity.
They even still do that here in Canada.
Totally, yeah, this is not the only place, and, like, it's can be, like, very traumatic and very invasive and not
absolutely
necessary.
Yeah.
Conversion therapy, not banned, still in practice.
Love that.
But I mean, hey, in Canada, like, only some places have it banned.
Yeah.
And Saskatchewan is not one of those places, which is where I'm from. It's not banned there yet.
Can you
think about, like, some of your experience or, like, what you saw when you were there?
Yes. So, like, TV shows in China right now, some of them, like, try to, like, queer bait, like, they do that.
Yes.
Queer baiting.
Yes. Because, well, you can't, like, show them actually kissing, but you can, like, you know? Yes, you can tease, yeah, just for the views and stuff. People buy it. People write fan fictions. That's a thing. And there are, like, apps that, even though they're not designed for fan fictions, but, like, people use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is that. But you can't really, like, have that on mainstream media.
So it's like
sense.
There are ways to find the queer content if you want it, but it's not out in the open.
Yeah.
this is just like a follow-up question with that. When you're looking for like that queer content, do you have to use like a VPN or anything to find it?
So when, like, VPN is only when you try to go to like I guess international websites, but like for the local ones, you don't. You just have to search, and sometimes they like they kind of twist the word, so like like those hashtags sometimes. Like you used to. Okay, so like I think back maybe 5 years ago, you can like search hashtag lesbian, and then like and then they kind of banned that, so it became like hashtag less, and now it's like hashtag LE.
Because they banned the hashtags. Okay,
so people come up with like different ways to.
So there, yeah, there are of course ways around it. Obviously, there are queer people in China, and they've got to find their ways.
Gotta.
But that is really interesting. Like, I just love thinking about. I mean, I don't love it, but it's just like, come on, guys. Like, there's like some guy at a desk in the government of China, just like banning hashtag. He's like searching.
We found a lesbian.
He's like, we found the hashtag. Take it down. And like, it's just like. Do something else.
Yeah,
like, sorry.
Absolutely.
Like, what are you doing?
They're protecting the internet.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and, like, the last one, which is very similar for a lot of places, you know, males who have sex with males, like, not allowed to donate blood, which is not that different. I mean, in Canada, that was the law for quite some time, and I think it has now just changed to, like, a 3-month deferral period, but, like, it had been that way for quite some time.
Just goes to show that even in Canada, there are still laws in place that aren't the best.
Totally.
You know,
and then
us in a good light.
Yeah. And then, like, just, like, swinging back to China and more, like, less about the laws and more just about, like, society and just, like, the experience. Like, do you find that these laws coincide with people's general attitudes? Or do you find there is more progressiveness seen just like in the general public, like day to day?
I feel like because like China is such a big country, like cities actually differ from each other,
right?
Like, a lot. So in cities like Chengdu or Chongqing, which is like where they invented the hot pot, so like spicy cities. They love spicy food, but they also are very spicy. Yeah, so
I like that.
A lot of gay people live there, I think. But,
yeah, I think it's like, important to note that, like, no matter what, in these places, like, you know, queer people exist, and
absolutely.
They exist everywhere, and, like, they find a way, you know? We find a way. Like, no matter what the laws are saying, there's definitely, like, there are always people who are opposing those laws and who are, like...
Yeah. Just because it's illegal in a country does not mean that gay people will not be born there.
They just don't exist,
Literally.
Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully all of these laws will slowly begin to change. And we're seeing changes, you know. In the last 100 years, we've seen some big changes, and we're going to see more.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Sherry,
for
coming.
Yes.
It was so fun talking with you guys.
Thank you for making that chef salad before this episode.
That was so good.
I didn't really make anything, but okay.
Yeah, you did. I was, like, frantically researching when you were talking about the whole thing. So thank you. Next time we have you on... which
we'll
definitely have you on again. Yeah.
Okay.
I demand Philip the Udon to be here.
Yes. And
for
Keith
sure.
Should be here
I need
too.
To meet him.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We're going to have an episode with all three snakes. Just going.
Yes.
Snake chats. But yeah. All right. Well, as per Halloween fashion, I think I shall get rid of Sherry by turning her into a snake. Slithery, withery.
No, Ollie, what have you done? I'm hungry for cheese boys now.
No, stop! No, no! Okay, this has been engaging. Bye!